Welcome to Share Talk. Today we've got Cameron Parry, who's the CEO of Lions Gold, ticker Lion, L-I-O-N, on FTSE AIM. Nice to see you, Cameron. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, John.
You've had an RNS out this morning about your FinTech Gold division. Before we talk about that, can you just give a very brief overview to our listeners as to what Lions Gold does?
Yeah, well, Lions Gold, basically we're a gold exploration and mine development company with interests in India and Finland. And we also have, coupled with that, a complementary fintech division, FinTech Gold, if you like, that we're creating as part of that business model.
Okay, and do you want to just give us a bit of an overview of to what you've announced this morning?
Yeah, so it's in relation to the FinTech Gold division of the company. We announced back in November last year that we were doing a joint venture project with a company called The Real Asset Company that has an established gold holding and trading platform, online platform. That was focused on the Indian market. We were, we've been adapting the Track website to under a new brand that we had come up with, established under this collaboration of Lions Gold and Track. As we sort of got close to release, discussions broadened to really encompass, well, the direction we should go is to actually have a more single focus product that we can roll out there, or a series of products under a single focus brand, rather than promoting to platforms offering similar services. So we see that as a better opportunity and an increased potential commercial benefit in applying that focus now, both of our energies and funds, into the branding and platform that we've developed, and to offer that, globally, not just to one specific jurisdiction. At the end of March, we announced in our interims that we'd already agreed that we'd encompass the UK, not just India, but indeed, we've taken that one step further, and we're combining our efforts to have that single brand going out in jurisdictions around the world.
Okay, and we've noticed that you've kind of whetted shareholders' appetites on social media this afternoon, so with an indicative news flow for the next month or two. Do you want to give us a bit of an overview as to what's to come from Lions Gold?
Yeah, I think I said that May wouldn't be the same as April. We got that message out via Twitter, and that was basically to say that April we didn't have any news, and that's quite a rare thing, particularly for companies that the executive team, myself and Luke, are involved in.
Sure.
But there were our timelines got stretched on our Indian assets valuation report. That was expected, that we would have that concluded during April, and same too with the release of the new brand for the FinTech Gold application. There are good reasons for the timelines to be stretched, and that actually, as I say, did give us the opportunity to really think through some of the next immediate steps we'd like to do with this FinTech Gold brand. And we've come to the conclusion that we should be doing that together under a single focus. With the Indian valuation report, there is additional data and so forth that's being transferred from India and from our partners there to the independent valuers and geological services company in Perth in Australia. And it's just taken a little bit longer, which is slightly unfortunate, seeing as we did create an expectation of our own doing that would be released in April. So I'm left with a little bit of egg on my face on that, but it's not much I can do about that. We can just get the work finished now and get the news out. And so for May, we do have that news to come. We expect on the valuation report, fairly imminently have the release of the new domain and brand for the FinTech Gold application, which we've touched on in that RNS. And then we've got further news to come that hasn't been alluded to in the marketplace. So I'll probably leave that there as far as specifics go. There is one last thing with the economic feasibility study, but we expect that won't be this month. That'll finalise and be out in June. But aside from that, anything else we've got up our sleeve, so to speak, I'll probably have to stay quiet on for now.
Okay, so there's plenty to look out for, both for existing and potential shareholders. Thank you for your time, Cameron.
No worries. Thanks, John.